Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and
Jay. Video here, video from online. It's got to do with Denver. And according to this lady, there's a lot of people driving around town with no license plates on their car. That it's just everywhere. Now, I don't see it that often. Do you see it?
I see temporary tags that are expired a lot.
I see that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I get that.
Yeah. But over by that apartment, they went up and down the streets. Do Better Denver did. They went up and down the streets. And all those cars, like, they're missing tires. They don't have license plates. I don't know where the heck they got them. It's crazy.
All right, Texnado is 51059. Is this a real problem? Because these videos are popping up online. And this lady claims that it's everywhere.
One thing I've noticed a lot in Denver, Colorado, is there are a lot of cars being driven around with no license plates. Isn't it kind of weird that people can come into our country, get a car, drive without being registered? But if you and I drove, even a week without registering our car would get a ticket.
Uh-oh, I just pissed off Fush Bedillion. Sorry, buddy.
I don't like that she's saying that it's only immigrants doing it, because there's definitely...
I'm sorry. No, I didn't preview that.
That's fine.
Forget you heard that, folks.
But there's definitely local residents also doing it, but I will say that I agree. Dude, when I'm driving from the gym to my other job, I see on the highway like 5 cars every day at least with no license plates.
I don't see it.
I don't either.
I saw this video over the weekend.
Because you guys live in the burbs, and the burbs, like, you know, the sheriffs take care of it. But I think in Denver, more Denver, they're so overwhelmed with other stuff to do that I think it's
too much to worry about.
It's really prevalent there.
I can see if you let the sticker maybe slide.
Yeah.
You know, you see it, and it's outdated by 3 or 4 months. You're like, yeah, you know, I don't feel like pulling somebody over today. Yeah, I'd rather just pull in here and have a donut. You know, I understand.
Wow. Do that. Yeah, do that.
They love donuts, and I love donuts.
Dude,
and we all love donuts.
What are you doing?
Stereotype.
No. Oh,
I'm just saying.
I'm going to knock the tar out of you. Like, I'm literally going to hit you.
All right, let me change it then. All
my
right.
God, they're our friends, okay?
I know, and I love donuts too.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying I don't feel like pulling
over
this
car. You
know
what you are? You know what you are? You're overfed.
My wife brought home a dozen donuts the other day. I ate 6 of those.
Oh,
suckers.
My God.
Man, did I pay for it.
Oh,
I had
Lord.
6 donuts.
Why?
I was ashamed of myself.
Well,
huh?
Yeah, you know what? That is diabetes in a box. Oh, my God.
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, my
hot,
God.
Hot, right out of the oven. They were
six
great.
Of them?
I had, I had 6 donuts.
That's a lot of sugar
that
right there.
I sure did.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You can't fix it. Hey, can I do a shout out?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to do a shout out to John and Gary.
John and Gary.
John and Gary are my new buds friends.
Is that a band?
No. Gary and John. John and Gary. They listen all the time, and I love them, and they're my friends. I met them at Buds on Friday because I went to Buds on Friday. And so here's what they said. Okay. And so I think this is funny, and maybe we'll take a little poll. So I think it was Gary or John. I can't remember which one. One of them likes you more than me, and the other one likes me more than you. And the one that likes you more than me thinks that I'm really horrible to you. And the other one that
He's
likes...
Right. He's down. You're mean.
And the one that likes me more than you thinks that you're horrible to me.
No, I'm very kind to you.
And so they had a whole discussion about it. So here's where it kind of came down to. When you do it to me, you go like full throttle. But when I do it to you, I do it consistently. Like, I do it every day where you just decided to grab a big whammo like a couple times a week.
And it comes from nowhere, like out of nowhere.
Yeah, just out of, like, you're a fat bitch. like that.
I've only said that once. I've never said
that. I know you've never said that. But droopy drawers and, you know, like, I don't know.
You know what's interesting about that, the whole scenario you bring up?
Yeah.
I've never really perceived that at all. I've never received that you're mean to me.
Yeah.
I just figure that we talk. We come on here and talk. But I don't perceive.
I feel like a few times I've had some good jabs. Like
well,
overfed.
I just figure they're, You know, I mean.
Well, you shouldn't.
It's nothing more than it's nothing more than I get at home. You know, I mean, everywhere
so
I go,
beat,
I
you're so beat down. It doesn't even it doesn't even hurt anymore.
But it hurts. do you perceive I'm mean to you?
No.
No.
Well, that droopy drawers did kind of bother me a little bit.
Well, they are saggy. You got some saggy pants, girl.
I know, but that just doesn't.
You do.
I know, but can I tell you?
As but a, that's not mean. Well, that's calling it as I see it.
Oof. I just as a single as a single girl looking for some action out there,
yeah.
I don't want people that like the handsome guy in his, you know, BMW going, oh, that Jamie, she sounds great. Oh no,
it
she has
it doesn't
drawers.
Play well.
It doesn't yeah. play well. It see, doesn't get me dates.
Yeah. But the way I see it is we're past the handsome guys.
Wow.
See, Gary is right. I love you, Gary. You are absolutely right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.